Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We got Jordan Davis back keeping us company all this week on the Superstar Power. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
I was trying to think. I think the last time I saw you would have been when you were doing press for Bluebird Days, which is crazy that it's already been that long.
I know. Somebody said that the other day. It was like, it was over a year.
That's wild. It feels like it was yesterday. I'm sure, for you, it feels even crazier.
I know. It feels like somebody told me that, and I was like, there's no way it's been out that long. They're like, yeah, dude, you did three singles off that record. I was like, oh, I guess I did.
Which is a great way to like look at a record. Because I feel like anymore, everybody pumps a record out like once a year. And so like you're lucky if you get two singles off of an album anymore.
It's definitely, it feels like it's sped up. I think that's just the changing in, you know, how fast people can get music and, you know, but I mean, I don't think it changes any way to, or any thing of going and making a record. I still think it, you make it the same way, but yeah, it definitely feels like the singles off of them are slowing down.
Yeah. That, I mean, you're doing great though. So it's the, whatever the formula is working for you. Yeah. How's little Sadie?
She's great.
Yeah.
I mean, she is. Yeah. I mean, she's perfect. To be honest, like just sleeping, eating, healthy, such a calm demeanor. The kiddos are love her to death. Mama's happy. Mama's healthy. So it's been a blessing.
I was gonna say baby number four probably like it has to start getting like easier now. You're like you're not so worried about everything.
Yeah, and it's definitely, you know, the process of keeping one alive. Now we at least feel like all right. I think we figured out three.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the change in, you know, getting four kids ready to go somewhere. Or getting four people fed and asleep before 9 o'clock.
Good luck.
is tough.
I know that when you are out on tour and fans are coming to your concerts, it's like it's a special experience for them, something that they might remember forever. I'm curious, what for you is the concert or concerts that come to mind when you think about shows that like changed your life?
You know, I remember I go back to Eric Church at the Varsity in 2007 in Baton Rouge, I think it was. That was one that I just remember falling in love with music again, like seeing it performed live. You know, mainly it's because, you know, Eric was still, you know, he wasn't the Eric Church he is now, but the show was the exact same. Like back then, he was doing the exact same thing that he's doing now. It's just we've caught up. And then another one is John Prine and Amos Lee in New Orleans. I went with my dad. It was the Mahalia Jackson Theater in New Orleans, and it was just me and him, and it was just Amos with a guitar, and then John had like a little stripped-down kind of four-piece band, and I remember just being moved by storytelling that night, and it felt like the world stopped for 2 hours.
That is the power of good country music. You have started doing over the last few years this very funny like character that you've called Shades Davis, and it's you in a pretty bad disguise, but you'll go out into the audience before the show, before the openers, and you're like, Jordan Davis, this guy, he kind of sucks. Are you planning on shooting more content like that for this next tour?
We're going to try it. It's getting tougher. We've tried it a couple more times since the last couple, and I got spotted pretty quick, but I don't know, maybe I just need to better my disguise. So maybe we'll be able to pull it off again on this tour.
Right. I feel like the costumes are going to have to get more elaborate as time goes on, as more people see these videos. And I always love to ask this because I think it's interesting, but if you hadn't become a country artist, what do you think you would have ended up doing? Like, what would have been your second dream job? Because I think you were an environmental science major. So like, what job is that?
So I would be working on like a oil and gas rig. I would be like a health and safety officer on like an oil rig.
Like out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Can you imagine yourself doing that now?
No, not at all.
That's so great. I mean, I truly for Kristen, can't. I feel like a lot of it would be similar. Like you'd be gone for like
months. Yeah, be gone a week, back home a week. But like, I truly can't imagine. It's weird how like once you start going down like a, I always say this is like, if this belly's up, I don't know what I would do. I would probably just sit paralyzed at the house. Like, no. I got to go play shows, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't see myself doing anything else but playing music and writing songs, which is also crazy, the fact that that's my job. But yeah. Like, at the time, I mean, I liked it enough to where I went to school for 4.5 years for it.
Exactly. So like, took out all the money.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe I would have just found a way to love it as much as this. There's no way possible.
You find your way here, and this is exactly where you're supposed to be.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm curious, like, what were you like in school? Were you a good student?
Not good.
No?
I was never like a, I don't think I was ever like a, like discipline problems, but I was just like a, I was not a great student.
Ornery.
Yeah, definitely that. And hated studying. I always thought that I could just get by just doing the bare minimum. Some people probably say I still do that. But, I was never a great student. And so, like, I always joke about, I'm a huge Office fan, so it's always like, everybody's like, oh, my God, dude, you got 3 kids. Like, now 4 kids. Like, how are you going to pay for college? And I'm always like, have you met my oldest son? Like, that kid ain't going to college. But
that's hilarious.
But yeah, like, because it's me. Like, that's my oldest boy is me made over.
That's so funny. Did you get voted anything in school? Were you like most likely to?
Probably most likely to not go to college.
But that you was did. A thing. You did. You went I to did. College.
Yeah, I did. I somehow figured it out. But no, I didn't get. I don't think I made any of those. What are the superlatives? Or,
yeah, something yeah. Like that.
See how smart I was right there.
That 3-syllable word.
No, I didn't. If I would have been voted something, it would have been that. It would have been like class clown or something like that.
I could totally see that. I want to talk to you about your now over 5-time certified platinum song with Luke Bryan, By Dirt. Just talk about what this song means to you now.
That is a song that has, I mean, just changed my life. And too, like, such a cool, I feel like I'm at a spot where, like, all these cool things are that I hope I drink in when it's happening. And I talked about it earlier with, you know, being able to tour with Combs as much as I have, you know, being able to be a part of his shows. That the tour we just did in Australia, that was the first time a country bill has ever been in a stadium in Australia.
Wow.
And oof. Just to be a small part of that, you mm-hmm. know. And I think, too, when it's all said and done and you can kind of kick your feet up around a fire and look back on a career, you know, being able to tour with guys like Combs, being able to have a song out with Luke Bryan, those are the things that you're like, man, that's really awesome. So that's definitely, By Dirt is going to be one of those things.
your latest single, rising up the charts, bar none. I mean,
this song, it makes me want to drive fast in my car with the top down. Like, right. It's just such a fun song.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's fun to play live. And it's funny, I even questioned, like, this being the first single, you know,
really?
after I Ain't Saying. But I've never been good at picking songs and, like, knowing which ones are going to. And I think that's the coolest thing about putting a record out. You don't have to do that anymore. You just release the song to the world and let the ones that are going to raise their hand. But, yeah, Bar None has definitely been one that, you know, and then now you look back, the first time we played it out live, I get done and I see the reaction. I'm like, I'm an idiot. Do I know anything? Like, how did I not know?
You know what, though? I always say, I'm like, no one knows what a hit is. And if someone tells you that they do, you should ignore whatever they're
100%.
Saying. Because they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I always use this as an example. But the first, like, 10 times I heard Dan and Shay Tequila, I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And then now I, like, am screaming it when they play it live.
And that's the, you know, I kind of lost a leg to stand on because I told some people that. And they were like, dude, this song's a hit. And I was like, all right. You're going to be the first person I call whenever it doesn't go that way. I haven't made that call yet.
Yeah.
No, it's I'm grateful for it.
For people who don't know, as a music artist, performing artist, a lot of times your first number one is like the first big paycheck that you really ever get. Up until then, you're like, you know, living on dollar microwave meals. Did you make a big or a memorable first number one purchase when Singles You Up went number one?
You know what that one did? That one paid off all my student loans.
Oh, yeah. I just did that in December. That's a good one.
It's the best.
I literally, like, I sat at my computer desk. I think it was on New Year's Eve. I was like, I'm going to do this before we go out. And I hit it. And I was like, the weight.
Yeah. It, like, truly, I wish I could say that I, like, went and, like, bought something awesome. But, like, I think I paid my car off and I paid my student loans.
Because that's one of those things. You're like, when you get your student loans, you're like, I'll pay these till I'm dead.
Yeah. It's like, you just, like, accept it.
Yeah.
And then with that, I was like, no, I'm getting rid of these things. So,
oh, good for you.
Yeah.
I that like was that like one my, a lot.
Yeah.
Buying a car is fun, but paying off your student loans, that is the responsible thing to
do. I know, right?
Well, thank you for the time today. It was great to see you. The album sounds amazing. Like I said, I've been driving all over Nashville listening to Bar None with the top down screaming. So,
thank you very much. Awesome. I appreciate it.
Jordan Davis, thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.